Every year, it's estimated that around 30,000 people in India die from snake bites. The problem isn't a shortage of anti-venom, one to treat bites by the big four venomous snakes, cobra, crate, Russell's viper and saw-scaled viper, has been available for decades. The difficulty is getting the snake bite victims to the serum in time. In many parts of India, great faith is placed in traditional treatments, but the delay caused by trying these first and not going straight to hospital can often be fatal. Jeremy Grange has been in the northern desert state of Rajasthan, where an education project is aiming to reduce the death toll.
We were almost on top of the snake before we saw it. It lay still, coiled in the desert sand, its zigzag markings looking like just another stone. It was a northern saw-scaled viper, known locally as Bandi, and it's the species which is responsible for 95% of all snake bite deaths in northern Rajasthan. Our local guide and tracker, Malnath, had already bagged one specimen. We'd set out on motorbikes at dawn from the city of Bikaner to collect vipers so that they could be milked for their venom. As Malnath strode along, head down, it didn't take long for him to pick up a trail in the sand. Following it to a hole at the base of some scrubby bushes, he started digging with a metal pole. Within a few seconds, he'd revealed the snake's tail, and soon after that, the rest of the Bandi appeared. Gently, he pressed its front end to the ground with a stick, took a firm grip of its head between thumb and forefingers, and with a flick of the wrist, to ensure it didn't bite him on the way past, he deposited it into the long black bag he was carrying. It was all very quick and very elegant. Malnath was as surprised as any of us to discover the next specimen basking on the sand within a few centimetres of his sandaled foot. This one showed us why it's called a saw-scaled viper. When they're cornered, these snakes warn you off not with a hiss, but by coiling into a figure of eight shape and rubbing their scales against each other to produce a distinctive and unsettling rasping sound. Our snake handler, however, obviously wasn't unsettled. Calmly, he reached for his snake stick, and the viper soon joined its companion in the bag. The Bandi is small but deadly. And in an area where people work in open sandals or even barefoot, there's very little protection against being bitten. Perhaps this explains why so far this year the BPM hospital in Bikaner has admitted about 130 snakebite patients, nearly all of them bitten by Bandi. If you multiply this by all the other district hospitals in northern Rajasthan, not to mention all the cases which never make it as far as the hospital, you get some idea of the scale of the problem. Most rural communities still place a great deal of faith in traditional treatments for snakebite. Here in Rajasthan, for example, priests in village temples will conduct a lengthy spiritual cleansing called jada. The patient is made to drink liquid butter or ghee until they vomit. Then, after several hours of prayer and a priestly ritual dance, they're allowed to go home, supposedly fully cured. In fact, this delay in receiving proper medical treatment can prove fatal. The lucky ones are taken straight to hospital by their families. I met one of those lucky ones. Responding to a late-night phone call from Dr. P.D. Tanwar at the BPM hospital, I rushed in to see Bera Ram, a 45-year-old farmer, just starting his anti-venom treatment through an IV drip. After a Bandi bite on the foot early that morning, he'd been taken straight to the Jadaman. But his condition was still deteriorating, and his family had decided to hire a taxi to transport him the 200 kilometres to Bikaner. It was the right decision. By the following morning, he was sitting up in bed eating a banana and looking considerably better. I was intrigued, however, to spot the amulet of peacock feathers his family had placed around his ankle, another traditional cure for snake bite. Just in case.